This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
UW Discovery Farms, working with more than 40 farmers across Wisconsin on water quality monitoring and nitrogen use efficiency. And joining us with more is co-director Amber Raddatz, who helps coordinate all this through UW Discovery Farms. So Amber, first tell us what Discovery Farms is all about.
Well, Discovery Farms started in Wisconsin in 2001, and the main mission of Discovery Farms was to try and get some privately owned farms in the state some on-farm water quality research data, because there was some suggested rules and regulations, and there was a lot of work that had been done on research stations that were owned by the university, and there was a lot of modeling work being done. But farmers felt that they would benefit from really understanding more about the systems that they were using in different landscapes of Wisconsin and how their practices might impact water quality. So at that time, farmers got together and decided that they really felt like knowledge is power, know the most that they could about water quality in their parts of the state. So we've been monitoring on different privately owned farms around the state since 2001, and we monitor for surface runoff, usually like from the edge of a field, and we monitor for nitrogen, phosphorus, sediment, and then the amount of water that leaves the field.
So you mentioned you've been doing the research since 2001. You've probably seen a lot of changes since then, huh?
Yeah, right. We're seeing changes all the time in farming. You know, we're seeing so much continuous improvement of practices and more awareness of how different practices affect water quality or soil health or nutrient cycling. So farmers are always, you know, doing such a good job of learning. But some of the big things that we've talked a lot about over the years have been things like how different tillage systems interact with landscapes. In highly erodible landscapes, what kind of soil losses you see from different tillage systems. We've talked a lot about different timing of manure and fertilizer application and sort of knowing when there's a higher risk for runoff and adjusting accordingly to try to avoid those time periods of runoff. And I think farmers just in general around the state are better informed about how runoff, when it happens and how it happens, and how to adjust little pieces of their operation.
And that's, you know, when you're dealing with this research and water, you also have to look at invasive aquatic life as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and water is so important to each of us. And as we, you know, have different things that we use water for, whether it's recreation or drinking or for business or things like that, there's a whole host of issues that different people specialize in. And yeah, you're right. One of them is like aquatic invasive species. There's a whole group of folks that are really knowledgeable on that. Our primary audience is farmers and those that advise farmers, so that we can try to provide them with the best information that we can.
Sounds like a great model for other areas of the country to perhaps do research with.
Yeah, well, and there's actually, so there's a Discovery Farms program in Minnesota now and a couple other states, but we work really extensively with Minnesota because we, you know, we share a border, so our climate is pretty similar, and so that's been really a good push forward for us for using data from both states and just having a really cool opportunity to increase our data set across the both states. So it would be a good model for different states because everybody is sort of grappling with this water question together. And so we all kind of have a stake in it. We might have different perspectives, but we can always learn from each other.
Our thanks to Amber Raddatz, co-director at UW Discovery Farms. More details about their organization at uwdiscoveryfarms.org. This update brought to you by PDPW, Dairy's professional development organization.
Set sail for Madison, Wisconsin and discover new dairy worlds October 3rd through the 7th at the 2017 World Dairy Expo. For 5 days, the global dairy industry meets at the Align Energy Center to view the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade shows in North America. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit worlddairyexpo.com to plan your trip today.
Unique installs across America are addressing the labor shortage for dairy farmers. We'll talk robots tomorrow with Jeff Manning from Gia Farm Technologies. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.